Welcome, my dear listeners, to another enriching episode of Word Power from English Plus Podcast. I'm Danny, your guide on this linguistic journey, and today we're exploring a word that dances gracefully through the corridors of communication: eloquence. Eloquence, with its symphony of sounds and meanings, invites us to appreciate the artistry in our words and the power they hold to move, persuade, and connect. Eloquence is often seen as the domain of poets, leaders, and visionaries. Yet, it's present in the heartfelt compliment from a friend, the comforting words of a parent, and the passionate speeches that have shaped history. At its heart, eloquence is the ability to express oneself in a manner that is clear, compelling, and beautiful. It's not just about what is said, but how it's said. Not just the message, but the delivery that enchants and engages the listener. Eloquence is the poetry of communication. It's found in the rhythm of words that echo our deepest thoughts, the imagery that paints our inner landscapes, and the metaphors that bridge our worlds. When someone speaks eloquently, they do not just talk. They perform a delicate dance of intellect and emotion, crafting messages that resonate deeply within the soul. Eloquence enriches our lives in myriad ways. It's in the stories told by grandparents that transport us to another time, in the speeches that inspire change, and in the everyday conversations that build bridges of understanding. Eloquence can turn a simple dialogue into a memorable exchange, transforming ordinary moments into treasures of insight and connection. Let's share tales of eloquence that have touched our lives. There's the story of a teacher whose eloquent lessons ignited a love for learning in her students, inspiring them to pursue their dreams with passion and purpose. Or the story of a young activist whose eloquent speech at a local community meeting sparked a movement for environmental conservation, rallying people from all walks of life. Eloquence has the power to inspire, to heal, and to bring about change. It reminds us of the beauty that can be found in thoughtfully chosen words and the impact of speaking from the heart. Eloquence is not the privilege of the few, but the gift of all who seek to share their thoughts with clarity, passion, and grace. As we've explored the beautiful tapestry of eloquence, we've seen how it weaves through the fabric of our lives, adding color, depth, and texture to our interactions. But how do we cultivate eloquence in our own lives? How does eloquence interact with other words and concepts, enhancing our ability to communicate and connect? That's coming next, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back to the second part of our exploration into the world of eloquence here on Word Power from English Plus Podcast. I'm your host, Danny, and we've been delving into the art of expressing ourselves with clarity, emotion, and beauty. Now let's explore the different meanings of eloquence and how it integrates into our daily lives through various contexts and collocations. Eloquence, in its broadest sense, refers to persuasive and effective speech or writing. But it's not just about persuasion. It's about touching hearts, opening minds, and inspiring action. Eloquence can manifest in many forms, from the impassioned plea of an advocate to the gentle guidance of a mentor. In everyday language, we often talk about speaking with eloquence, when someone conveys their thoughts in a way that is not only persuasive, but also aesthetically pleasing. It's the teacher who not only educates, but also inspires students to learn more deeply, saying, "She teaches history with such eloquence that students feel they're traveling through time." Another aspect of eloquence is found in writing. When we say, "His writing is characterized by its eloquence," we're praising the author's ability to express complex ideas with clarity, simplicity, and beauty, making the abstract tangible and the mundane magnificent. And now let's talk about some collocations with eloquence. Now, eloquence pairs with many words, creating phrases that capture its essence in various contexts. For example, eloquence of speech. This highlights the ability to articulate thoughts and emotions in spoken word. For example, the eloquence of his speech moved the audience to tears. We can also say eloquence in writing, and that focuses on the power of written words to convey messages compellingly. For example, her essays are known for their eloquence in writing, weaving together narrative and insight. And we also use the collocation quiet eloquence. Now, sometimes eloquence is found not in the volume, but in the depth of expression. For example, there's a quiet eloquence in the way she composes music, each note telling a story. Now, through these expressions, we see how eloquence enriches our communication, transforming the ordinary into the extraordinary and allowing us to connect with others on a deeper level. As we close today's episode on the elegant tapestry of eloquence, I hope you are inspired to find and foster your own eloquent voice. Whether through speech, writing, or the quiet moments of reflection, eloquence has the power to change our world, one word at a time. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the power of words here at Word Power from English Plus Podcast. If you've enjoyed our exploration into eloquence and the myriad ways it enhances our lives and communication, please follow, share, and engage with us on your favorite podcast platform. And if you feel moved by the eloquence of our shared human experiences and wish to support the continuation of this linguistic adventure, consider supporting us on Patreon. The link is in the podcast description. Your support helps us keep the conversation flowing and the insights growing. Thank you for your time, your ears, and your voices. May you carry the spark of eloquence into your conversations, writings, and moments of silence. Until next time, remember, the power of words lies not just in what we say, but in how we say it. Keep speaking, keep listening, and keep reveling in the beauty of eloquence.